To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check this Tuesday morning. What's up, guys? Thank you for tuning in. You got Moose, that's Breezy, and we're
checking in. What's going on with you? What happened last night? What's going on this morning? Tell us literally everything. We're an open forum for you, period.
Yeah, allow Breezy and I to be a distraction today if you're having a bad one. You know what I mean? If you're having a bad start, it's no problem.
Is everyone done with Christmas shopping?
It's the 9th. Every dad is going to be at the mall on Christmas Eve, including mine.
The mall?
Like
my dad's clockwork. My dad's at Walgreens.
Oh, that's right.
Shampoo.
The stocking stuffers. Every
my mom's
year.
Like, so I don't use any of this.
It's the absolute best.
No, fully.
Him continuing to do it, even though your mother hates it, the generic shampoo and conditioner.
She's like, I'm done here.
Like, I love you, babe.
Oh, my God. My parents never did the whole babe thing. All right, let's do this here. Hey, guys. Candy Andy here. Vibes are good. Trying to stay warm. I hate the colds. How's the house coming along, Breeze? Hope all is well with you guys. Love you guys. Oh, Candy Andy, we love you so much.
We got to back up. Didn't Candy Andy, wasn't he, he was ghosted, wasn't he? You got to tell us about that, buddy.
He was stood up, he told us that yesterday about a date this weekend. I'm sure he doesn't want to relive that, but thank you so much for bringing it back up.
I just want all the details.
He's like, oh my God, Breeze, how's your house coming? Moose is like, how's your date that stood you up?
You know, I just want to know all the deets because honestly, it happens to the best of us, buddy. Mm. It really does. It happens to the best.
Moose has been stood up.
Yeah, I've been
stood
up.
Multiple times.
No.
Once.
It's happened a few times.
Have
you guys ever been on a date where the person was an hour and a half late?
I was like, what? No, I haven't because I'm the one showing up an hour and a half late. Candy Andy, the house is good. Patrice decorated for Christmas, so it's feeling a little more homey. I don't know if I told you this yesterday. I went into Bath & Body on Friday, and to my surprise, it was candle day. Every candle was $9.99. So everyone was in there swarming. There was a line out the door. I just went in there for air fresheners. I ended up spending $80.
Yeah.
I had no idea what was going on. Like, I blacked out. I got to the register. I thought everything was free. Turns out it wasn't. Yeah, it was really something. But there's no smell in the house anymore at all, which is amazing.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's good.
Let's see who else is here. Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Soda's checking in. My vibes are so. A lot of appointments. Not enough time in the day. To get ready for Christmas. I have been so busy. I haven't been to the gym in 2 weeks. pray for me, you guys. Hopefully you have a great day. No, we're praying for you.
Hope you do too, Amy.
Yeah. Get to those appointments. Check those things off the list. You know what I'm saying? How are you? How are the vibes?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, thank you for being with us.
Yep. Yeah, the vibes are pretty, they're pretty up there. I feel like I've gotten some of the Christmas shopping done because packages are being delivered as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's that. I took the night last night to watch a little football and decompress, and then...
Who played?
It was the Chargers and the Eagles. I went to bed at halftime.
How'd the Eagles do?
I don't know.
I feel like the Eagles are my new, like, backup team that I root for. Like, Bills, then it used to be Chiefs, which absolutely not anymore. Now it's Eagles.
They lost to the Chargers 19-22.
Oof. Yeah. You know what? They were close. You guys make me laugh. I love y'all. Moose, no worries. Basically, the guy wanted to use me for money. It's a long story, though. That's from Candy Andy.
Oh,
you know,
sorry.
We have time. Give us a call. Not us trying to patch him through.
We're going to need content for the end of the 9 o'clock hour.
No, fully.
How are your vibes are good, though, yeah? I mean, it's aside from spending $80, I spent over $120 at Wegmans yesterday.
On like three things. Yeah, vibes are good. We finished our show last night. Long Bright River Run. It's just, I don't know. It was on Peacock. It was fine.
Oh, good.
And then I'm excited for tonight because Patrice and I and another couple are going on a double date to Tony D's, and then we're going to see Anne Juliet.
Oh, that's great.
I've been talking about this play, musical, for, I don't know, 6 months. I'm so excited for it. I can't wait. I'm going to nap today because I'm going to be there late. And
opening night. We gave tickets away for that a week ago, the week before, too. So yeah. That's opening night tonight.
I hope I see some of the listeners there that we gave tickets away to. But this show is going to be right up my alley. I can feel it in my bones.
That's going to be a fun. If you guys are there, go say hi to Breeze. Also, you can visit the contest page at 98pxy.com right now. Enter for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Goo Goo Dolls with special guest Neon Trees. This is September 3rd at 2026 at Empower Federal Credit Union Amphitheater in Syracuse. We have your chance to win those. This is the first professional radio interview I ever did.
Oh my gosh.
At 19 years old was the Goo Goo Dolls in their trailer.
Wow. I love that moment for you.
All right, guys. Coming up for the big story of the day, thank you for the vibes. A new push in Monroe County has neighbors demanding action because New York State now requires every county to create a registry of short-term rentals. And this is raising some eyebrows if you own an Airbnb or VRBO. We'll tell you all about it coming up next on the show.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook,
IG,
X,
98PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98PXY.
Benson Boone on PXY Mornings. It's Moose, it's Breezy. There is a new push in Monroe County right now. It's got neighbors demanding action. New York State now requires every county to create a registry of short-term rentals. So Airbnb owners in Monroe County might soon have to follow the same rules as hotels, which will tell you, I mean...
Yeah, what does that registry entail? Is it like a catalog? Like, what is it?
Well, they're urging the county legislator to vote against opting out of a state-backed short-term rental registry. So the registry impacts platforms like Airbnb, VRBO. Monroe County currently right now has 630 short-term rentals that would need to be registered. This includes 500 Airbnb listings and 130 VRBO listings. Yeah. So earlier this year, New York State finalized a law. That law requires every county to create a registry of what rentals are within Monroe. So because they need to keep track of them. Hey, are these up to code? Do they have a clean bed? Do they have fire extinguishers? Is mm-hmm. there smoke detectors? Rachel Barnhart said Monroe County is the largest upstate county that has not opted into the state's short-term rental registry. And that registry would require short-term rental operators to register every couple of years. Counties could charge a fee to maintain it and provide a lot of detail about their bookings, which some of these people have a problem with. Someone said, you know, we're in the middle of a housing crisis. Today, when I learned that there's an apartment building with 8 units that is being converted over to an Airbnb, that's 8 houses that cannot be occupied by our families.
Which that's a nightmare.
Yeah.
That's a nightmare.
So housing advocate Debbie Keller emphasized the importance of safety standards for short-term rentals, saying we need to know how many we actually have in this city and what the safety precautions are. Like I said, do they have smoke detectors? Do they have fire extinguishers? Is the bedding up to standard? You know, we have to treat them as like their hotel.
But at the end of the day, like, that is so disheartening because they're right. Like, you care more about the visitors coming into your city than you do the people of your city. Like, just buying up all these houses and flipping them and, like, renting them out. Like, yeah, that's your prerogative. But, like, people don't have homes. So I feel like once they put this registry into place, they'll realize just how many they have and be like, oh, wow, this is.
Yeah.
This is a lot.
So advocates are saying, you know, the short term rental owners would have to pay a small fee. They didn't specify how much. That also has, you know, is raising some eyebrows because they want to know, well, how much is this going to cost us? I don't think it should be much, but I don't know. I personally think they should register and opting in. You know what I mean? They need to be able to keep track, because if not, then God forbid you have a nightmare of an experience at one of these places. There's no reviews.
Right. Exactly.
Coming up on the show, the AI breakup.
Yeah, listen, I have a friend who's going through it right now, and we were trying to talk them down last night from, you know, all the emotions that come with breaking off a relationship, and we were trying to tell them what to say. They didn't listen. Just ran to ChatGPT instead, and what chat wrote up was not English. And I fear that we are losing our capability to put thoughts into words when it comes to our emotions. Mm. It's kind of scaring me a little bit. No, I'm kind of freaking out. People do this all the time, and I think it needs to come to an end. I'll tell you exactly what was said and why I'm scared coming up next.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
98PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. As we know, AI is already at a point in its time where it's scary enough. But
no,
people are
literally
using it for other reasons, too. I mean, we know people have been using it for breakups.
Yeah, people have been using it for anything. Draft an email to my boss about me not coming in, break up with my partner, have a tough conversation with my mom. And honestly, I feel like when chat first came on the scene a year and a half ago, a lot of people were like, oh my God, this is amazing. I can't really tell that this is not written by you. But as people have been using it more and more and more and more,
you got to proofread these.
You can tell.
You got to proofread them.
You can definitely tell. And last night, a friend of mine was going through kind of a very sad and tumultuous breakup, you would say.
Yeah.
And, you know, the conversation was had of it wasn't going to be a thing anymore. And then it turned into, well, I want to send them a message as like a final knife twist.
Why? Why does somebody, why do people always feel like they need to get the last word in?
I don't think it was more so like last word. I think it was more so like, hey, just so you know, my boundaries are like, we're not going to be friends. So don't expect that.
So there was other things that she felt weren't discussed that she needed to get off her chest last minute.
Correct.
Okay.
Which is fine.
And she used ChatGPT to help her with those?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Got it.
So I'm like, what's going on here? There were a couple of things that I was like, First of all, can we get to the prompt? She was like, yeah, absolutely. Can you write me a text that punches the gut saying we can never just be friends after everything we've been through?
Punches the gut.
And I don't want you to get pieces of me. And they go, here's a raw gut punch version that you can use or tweak. My favorite line in it, first of all, it was so long and like, just such a run-on sentence. I was like, okay, let me just pick the highlights. And if God, this is just an excerpt. And if God feels like standing in the middle of the storm, shouting your name into the wind while you pretend you can't hear me, I'm soaked and freezing. I'm still here because I believed in what we were building and you let the rain take me while you stay dried.
What?
No, I'm freaking.
Not a single.
No.
Nobody talks like that.
Gibberish.
Nobody talks like that. Oh, come on.
I'm like, not you speaking in tongues, speaking in riddles. It's a haiku.
What is all that?
It's a haiku. So I'm like, what are we doing here?
And she should have sent that.
She's like, honestly, there were bits and pieces that I did want to take. But the whole standing in the rain, leaving me soaking wet, but you're also dry is crazy.
Must feel nice to steal another person that you once loved, steal their umbrella, and now I'm sitting here soaked.
If you don't want all of me, you don't get pieces of me. Not my friendship, not my softness, not my half light or broken edges. Like, what are we doing here?
Oh, that's
this isn't like Ernest Hemingway could never. You know what I mean?
Right,
it's too much.
It's a lot.
So I started thinking about this because I was like reading these quote unquote breakup, these fire breakup texts that chat was firing off that were just nonsense, in my opinion, like just speaking in riddles.
Do you think that maybe a phone call would have been valid?
There was a phone call. This was after the phone call.
Right. I'm just saying. I mean, so
you can't call chat, you know, but I was thinking about this because we as like, you know, millennials and then the Gen Z and then the I don't know what the generation is under them. Like, we're very well adversed in this like AI kind of thing. Like, we can kind of tell considering the fact that we grew up on the internet.
Yeah.
And we know how people talk. But I just genuinely feel nervous from our parents, specifically my mom. Like, my mom, she actually just texted me. She's like, I'm telling you, AI is terrifying. That's why I've been saying don't use it. Although I started using it before my trip to Europe to plan my outfits. Like, what are we doing here?
See, there's some people that shouldn't touch it. Like my buddy, I feel like he didn't get the job he wanted because he got through the first interview process and then it was time to email the hiring manager, which he emailed, but he has ChatGPT for help for that and he copy and pasted. But he left all the prompts within the email.
God.
And it was like, insert name here.
You had one job.
didn't take it out.
Job.
He left it all in there. I'm like, yeah, it's probably.
It's not soundproof, right? Like, you have to go in and you have to tweak. Even if you think, oh, the grammar's perfect. Like, no, there are things in there that you have to look into. And yeah, you can take bits and pieces. But I just think that having this robot and this computer system think for you is such a dangerous and slippery slope.
It is.
I've heard, and I don't know any factual evidence to back this up, so if anyone does, please call in. I heard that AI and like chat and all of this stuff is like really bad for the environment. Why is that?
I can't speak on that. I have no idea.
I don't know either. That's just what I've heard. And it's scary. It's really scary because I'm the queen of firing off a gut-wrenching text. Like, that is my specialty, I should say. And to see what they produce, I was like, ugh, I'm just like so much better than that.
Yeah.
But some people aren't. Like, some people can't do it, which is fine. And I'm not just talking about this breakup situation. I'm talking about writing in general. People struggle with that for sure.
Yeah.
But it's not your voice. It doesn't sound like you.
It's getting to a point now it's scary because people are developing relationships with AI. I Thanksgiving, my brother was on the sofa in the other room alone. And I thought he was on the phone. He was just having a conversation with AI. Like, do you think I should use this color tile for the backsplash?
No.
I'm like, this is horrendous.
Oh my God. My brick can't come soon enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's too much.
It's really bad. So, hey, listen, best of wishes to your friend.
Yeah, I don't think the AI is really getting them anywhere, but.
Yeah, of course. She's standing out there alone in the rain.
Soaking wet.
98PXY.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.